Let's see it.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time to talk Fighting Tiger football.
Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down, touchdown, LSU!
Live from TJ Ribs in Baton Rouge. Have a question for Coach? Just dial 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or ask on Twitter at LSU Radio.
And the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, capturing the national title.
Standing by with Coach, here is your host, the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Wednesday evening, Tiger fans, and welcome in to the season premiere of the Ed Ogeron Show. As we get closer to kickoff of the 2020 season for the LSU Fighting Tigers, it is great to be here. It is great to have you all with us. And for the next hour, we're talking Fighting Tiger football. Once again this year, if you're out there listening tonight, we would love for you to be part of the show. You can dial us up, 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area. Toll free from anywhere you are tonight at 1-800-315-8255. You can also tweet us a question live via Twitter at LSU Radio. And you can even get a question in with our new LSU Sports mobile app. We are here at TJ Ribs. Coach O going to join us next to get this show started. Don't go anywhere. Back right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network. LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Again, go back to Davis Price. He's got a seam. He's down the near side hash. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers!
The very latest on the reigning national champion, LSU Fighting Tigers. Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or live via Twitter at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with you on this Wednesday night from TJ Ribs. We are just over a week away from the season opener for LSU against Mississippi State. Tigers will begin an all-SEC schedule starting September 26th, as I said, from inside Tigers Stadium. We are here at TJ Ribs, as we will be all season long for the Ed Ogeron Show. It's the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, home to all of the LSU head coaches' shows with locations right here at Acadian Thruway and on Segan Lane. And you can visit tjribs.com to place your order now. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger fans of all ages, let me tell you, I'm as excited to say this as you are to hear it. Please welcome to the show the coach of the year and the coach of the reigning national championship fighting Tigers, Ed Ogeron.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for everybody coming out tonight. Great to see all our great Tiger fans. You're going to be excited about this year's football team. I can't wait for the season to start.
Coach, it is great to see you. I know it's been a long time since you and I got together here at TJ Ribs to talk about Tiger football. But the good news, we are here now. The countdown to kickoff is upon us. How have you been? I know you've been a little busy here lately, but you're looking good and, again, sounding good. Very optimistic about the year.
Been great. I'm excited about our coaching staff. I'm excited about the job that Scott Woodward has done for us during the COVID-19 period. We were the first staff to come back to work. Our staff has game planned everybody already. We had to change it. Then we went to a 10-game SEC season, but we're ready. We opened it up with Mississippi State, but this week has been about LSU football, about getting it right, about getting the LSU standard of performance correct. We got a lot of young players that I want to talk about tonight that nobody knows. Really excited about this team.
You know, so much, as I mentioned, has happened since we were last here, but not the least of which, the Tigers are the reigning national champions. Spring football, of course, was canceled. Technology became even bigger for you and the staff and players. Summer was different. Preseason camp was different. You got a new book out, and we can all watch you on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. I mean, you, as I said, you've sounded awfully busy here of late.
Yeah, I better win. I'll tell you that right now. But you know what? Our staff has done a good job. You know, our players were away for 11 weeks. There were Zoom meetings. They were working out. Tommy Moffitt did a tremendous job of getting our team in shape. Everybody had to send in their workouts every day. It was a great communication from our team, great leadership. We came back. We've had some tremendous practices. The thing I was worried about not having spring practice is how to get our quarterbacks ready. But you know what? They did a great job this summer of throwing the football. We're on target. I invite our fans to read the book, Flip the Script. It's my life story. I got a chance to write it with Bruce Feldman during the COVID-19. We had a lot of time there. So I think the guys are going to learn a lot about it, and I'm excited about the book.
Later on, Coach, as we do each and every year for this particular show, the opening show, we're going to break down the position groups as we sit here just over a week from the start of the season. But one thing that I certainly admired about your leadership over the last 6 months or so was hearing and talking to members of the football staff how you implemented a plan immediately following the shutdown in early March to keep improving Tiger football and move the needle. Basically having to coach from a distance. And all indications are when you guys got back to campus, everybody was pleasantly surprised at the condition the guys were in.
Yeah. You know, Tommy did a good job of sending out guys workouts. Our coaches had a full day. We started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We ended at 5 o'clock at night. Bo Pelini, Steve Ensminger, Greg McMahon, the coordinators led the way. We did our install. Our guys had Zoom meetings. Our guys had individual workouts that they did. They would send it back on tape, so the communication was excellent.
All right, we got so much more to discuss tonight. Plus, we'll take your questions. The phone lines are open, as we mentioned, 225-578-4827 if you're in Baton Rouge. Toll-free 1-800-315-8255 from anywhere in the country. You can tweet us a question live for the coach at LSU Radio, and we've got several questions coming in from the LSU Sports mobile app. We'll get to that as we continue here on this Wednesday night, the season premiere of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, live on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, it's first down and tailgate to go at Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Get wings, jambalaya, and all the football food you love to eat from Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Bayou Fleet Towing, can I help you?
Yes, I'm in the parking lot of the convenience store, and there are blowouts all over the place.
How many blowouts are there?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. They're everywhere, I tell you.
Sir, I need a number.
Maybe 50 to 100. You better hurry before they're gone.
Gone? sir. They can't leave with a blowout.
It's the lottery's new scratch-off $50 and $100 blowout. You could win up to $100,000.
What?
Play $50 and $100 blowout from the lottery. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Test your Tigers' knowledge by saying LSU Trivia into your Contour voice remote to enhance your game day experience. Watch together, play together, win together, even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Tiger fans, it's first down and tailgate to go at Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Get wings, jambalaya, and all the football food you love to eat. From Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Trask working under center. Play action. Pressure comes, he unloads, and intercepted! Derek Stingley's got it in the end zone!
Back to TJ Ribs with more of the Ed Ogeron Show. Presented by Hancock Whitney. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255, or tweet a question at LSU Radio.
Back here at TJ Ribs this Wednesday night, the Ed Ogeron Show. I want to remind you to bring some flavor to your game day with Tabasco hot sauce. Go Tigers and go Tabasco. The official hot sauce of LSU Athletics. Phone calls coming in. Going to get to some callers coming up. If you're out there listening tonight, wherever you are, you can dial in. If you're in Baton Rouge, 225-578-4827 or toll-free 1-800-315-8255. Let's get to the phone lines, Coach, real quickly. Bill from Gonzales. Bill, you're on with Coach O.
All right, Coach, how can you hear me?
How you been, Bill?
Doing good, my friend. And, hey, memories strike my brain cell tonight from when I was like a junior, senior in high school, that John Travolta show, Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome back with dreams for your ticklet eyes. Welcome back. It's time for some Tiger Stripes, Coach. I've seen this other stuff the past couple of weekends, and, oh, boy, I'm ready. But I have to say this over everything else with football, Coach. I didn't get a chance to last year. And I want everybody in Tiger fan land to know this. Our head coach, Ed Ogeron, has been a friend of my wife and myself since we started going in 2017 after, I don't even remember who it was, Miami, Ohio, or whoever that it was, Troy, the game we lost. And last year, my wife had a spinal surgery on 30 September and couldn't make most of the shows. But I was able to get her there with a walker to a couple of them. And after the shows, when everybody else is drifting off, Coach O sometimes is there so we can talk when he's walking to his car. You remember all those times, right, Coach?
I remember them.
Okay. And last year was very special because I'd have to drive around the place and all the traffic to pick up my wife up front. And so we were going around the back way, and you were going to your car, and I yelled, hey, Coach. And you came over and talked to us. I don't know another head football coach in America, maybe Dabo Swinney because he's a Christian man. But I do know that Ed Orgeron, a native Louisianan and a good man, came and talked to us like that and asked my wife how she was doing. And we weren't talking football. We were talking person to person. And, I mean, and a couple of times we almost got you in trouble with Kelly, remember?
I try to forget those days.
But, yeah, I wanted to let everybody know that. And I didn't get a chance to get my call in before the championship game. And this is a new year. And, Coach, I'm like what you told one of the guys from Channel 9 when they were doing the rehash of last season, you know, once the COVID stuff struck and we shut down. It's like you said that when you were at that award ceremony at the Assembly Center, you were looking around, and I was there. I was at the 4 a.m. from the stage where you were.
Bill, we got to get a question. We got other people waiting.
Love you, Bill.
What do you got?
Well, that's it. Coach, we'll be there next week.
All right, Bill. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Coach, in the first segment, I mentioned to you that, and you mentioned it, Flip the Script, the book that was just released. And fans tonight and all season long can submit questions via the LSU Sports mobile app, and we've got several tonight. We'll try to get to all of them. But Sean from San Diego, California, wanted to write in and say, hey, Coach O, thank you for winning the national championship for all of your LSU/USC Southern California fans. You have overcome tremendous hardships in your life to succeed. What can you tell Tiger Nation about being tenacious and running through roadblocks of life?
You got to be relentless. You know, I set my goal. I was going to be a head coach. At 6 years old, I wanted to be the head coach of the LSU Tigers. I wasn't letting nothing get in my way. And I want to tell everybody out there, man, everybody's got their own dream. My dream is different than yours. But you know what? Don't let nobody get in the way of your dream. I'm living proof. You got to keep on working. Now, there's going to be some hard times. There's going to be some different roads. There's going to be some hills you got to climb. But if you keep on working and you're persistent, you can get to your dream.
Absolutely. Again, Flip the Script. You can get the book now. I got my copy. I think I'll read it on these road trips we're going on this year, Coach. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Ricky from Birmingham. Ricky, you want to talk a little bit about the SEC schedule? You're on with Coach O.
Coach, two quick questions. From a camp preparation standpoint, is there an advantage to opening up with a conference foe? And second, how does it feel to be the new sheriff in town? Thanks, and go Tigers.
Hey, good to hear you, man. You know, we opened up with Mississippi State. I mean, it's an SEC opponent. We got them at home. Our guys are fired up. A lot of respect for Mississippi State. A lot of respect for Mike Leach coming in there. But you know what? We're ready to play. And a 10-game SEC schedule, hey, buckle up. Hey, that's why you come in this league. That's why you're at LSU. You want to play the very best. You want to compete at the highest level. We fixing to do it.
All right, Ricky. Thanks for calling in. Coach, last year at this time, before the season when you and I were here at TJ Ribs, it was evident to anyone who was paying attention that you were very confident in your team and the possibilities that lie ahead. Preseason camp going on now. You've had a couple of scrimmages as well under your belt. As far as being on schedule, with scheme, installation, execution, are you pleased with where the Tigers are at this point?
No question. We had a lot of great practices. We had a lot of great walkthrough, a lot of preparation by football coaches. We put in our installation five different times, our old installation. So our guys know it. We got a great freshman group. Some of you guys are going to be excited about some of these freshmen that are already starting for us. But, you know, they had to learn our way of practice. They had to learn our standard. We had great leadership. These guys have stepped up and taught our young guys how to do it, and I believe I have the best coaching staff in America.
Obviously, one of the big changes that, of course, created a lot of buzz, even prior to spring football, Coach, was Bo Pelini's return to Baton Rouge as the defensive coordinator and the move to the 4-3 attack-style defense. Yesterday, I know you spoke with the media, and it was obvious you were really excited about what you've seen from the defense so far. Yeah. For us, the media, for the fans, what are some things that we should notice immediately that's different about this defense this year?
Using our speed, putting our players in a position to make plays. And, you know, the 4-3 allows you to do that. We're not just going to sit back and let them dictate what they're going to do to us. We're going to dictate what they do to them. Bo's an excellent game day caller. You know, the guy is the best defensive coordinator I've been with since Pete Carroll. He's from the Pete Carroll tree. But you know what? He brings a lot of energy. He brings a lot of excitement. The players want to play for him. I think that you're going to see more blitzing. We're going to blitz our corners, our safeties, our linebackers. You're going to see a lot of press coverage. You're going to see a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which we like.
Scott Linehan, coach, comes in to take over as a passing game coordinator, added to the offensive staff. And I know last year you told everybody, and they asked constantly, you said, hey, this is our offense. This is who we are at LSU. I know that Coach Ensminger has said the same thing. I had a chance to talk to Miles Brennan a couple of weeks ago. He told me that Coach Linehan has been great to learn from. Where do you think he's had the biggest impact on this team so far?
Finding out what our quarterback can do and let him do it best. Every quarterback's different. And we think that Miles has had a great camp. You know, Scott has put in the passing game that Miles can do, that Max can do, that TJ can do, that our receivers can do. It's very similar to what we had last year, but it's a little bit different. Some different formations, some different routes. But overall, I thought Scott has done a tremendous job on our football team. He's a great professional. He's a great staff guy.
Coach, I want to apologize to you. We are 20 minutes into the show, and we have yet to hear from Fritzy. But we are going to the phone lines before we go to break. Fritzy, you are up. My apologies to you as well. You're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O. Man, I thought they done put me in the dungeon again. Coach O, this is for anybody that's been living under a rock, you know, for the last couple of months. But during this downtime, you've been getting lean and mean by boxing. And Mike Leach over in Stark Vegas, he done seen how many LBs he can put on, and he done lost his razor. So that's what we got over there in Stark Vegas. But you know what, Coach O? This is what people need. They don't need to forget this, Coach O. We're going to do it just like we did last year. We're going to do it one game at a time, and we're going to be wide-ass open in every game. And at the end, we're going to be 10-0, and we're going up for another championship because you always the best forever and ever. And me and Charlie love you, and we always will.
Love you, Fritzy. Tell Charlie I said hello.
All right, Fritzy, thanks for calling in. Again, if you've got a question for Coach tonight, the phone lines now are open, 225-578-4827 if you're here in Baton Rouge, or 1-800-315-8255 from anywhere in the country. We're going to break down the position groups by personnel for LSU football as it stands here for preseason camp as they lead up to the season opener against Mississippi State a week from this Saturday. So stay with us. Much more to come. Want to remind you all LSU Sports Radio Network broadcasts, including this show, stream for free at lsusports.net, where you can access nearly 200 live events every athletic season. And you can also download the LSU Sports mobile app, all renewed, presented by BASF. Official apps can be found in the iTunes Store and Google Play. Visit lsusports.net/app for details. We'll continue with more. The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. We are live from TJ Ribs on this Wednesday night here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with Real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place Real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Snap back to Joe, looking left. Now, peddling to his left, throwing on the run. Terrace Marshall has it right inside the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your weekly chance to talk with Coach O. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255 or tweet a question at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans back with you tonight inside TJ Ribs talking Tiger football. And don't forget to tune in each week as on the show once the season begins. We're going to feature an offensive player of the week presented each week by the local Southern Quality Ford dealer. So we'll have that for you right here every Wednesday night during Coach's show. And, Coach, we're going to start talking about the team by position group. But I know real quickly you wanted to send out a very important message to a Tiger fan out there right now.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers with the young man from Dennis Spring who had an issue at practice yesterday, had an injury. I don't know how severe it is, but we ask you to fight like a Tiger, and I know you will.
All right. We are certainly with you on that, Coach. We touched on the defensive scheme a few moments ago in the last segment, and I know coming into this year you've got a great mix of veteran and young talent to anchor the positions up front in this 4-3 base. A couple of guys may have their first opportunities, although they've been in the program, to really shine. Of course, you got Glenn Logan, who's been solid for you at tackle. Ika has had some snaps, big snaps last year. Trevez Moore, Andre Anthony at the ends. But the depth is what stands out when you look at your defensive front. I know if anybody, again, was listening in your introductory press conference in 2016, you said, this is what we're going to do, build depth and talent up front. That's you right. Guys got it going into this year.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we have depth because we lost several players at that position. We're happy that Neil Farrell came back. He's going to get in shape. We welcome him back to the team. Really, really happy with Glenn Logan and Apu Ika. Apu's to a slim 340. He came to us at 390. So he's doing well. But the guy I want everybody to listen to is Joe Evans. Joe played sparingly last year. We moved him over to offense. When we lost Tyler, when we lost Neil, we lost some depth inside. We moved Joe Evans over, and he's been phenomenal. I think the guy is going to be a wrecking ball. He's a great young man. I look forward to him having a great, great season this year.
All right, Coach. Obviously, you know something about defensive fronts and defensive lines. We go back out to the LSU Sports mobile app. Question from Brad in Jonesboro asking, what are your expectations for the front four on the defensive line this year?
Yeah, we're going to attack. You know, last year we were read defense. We played four techniques and zero. Now we're always going to have at least a four-man rush, sometimes a five-man rush. These guys are going to be in the backfield. They're going to be stunting, just a more aggressive defensive line.
I was talking to a friend the other day, Coach, and, you know, after – Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Patrick Queen showed out in their NFL debuts, among many other Tigers that we'll talk about. But, I mean, goodness, DBU, RBU, no. LBU, I mean, you guys are taking over every position now. You lose a couple of really good ones, but that's nothing new when it comes to LSU and linebackers. You know, two guys I'm looking forward to watch this year are Damone Clark and Jabril Cox. I mean, you got six or seven guys with the opportunity to make a statement. What's the competition been like at linebacker, and how does that make you guys better?
It's been phenomenal. And you mentioned the players in the NFL. We have 54 players in the NFL. That's like a team. And I'm so proud of the guys. You know, we saw Clyde and all those guys and Joe and Patrick. We're just so proud of our football team. But you know what? We're really strong. Damone Clark. Damone is 6'3", 230. Don't have an ounce of fat on him. He's a great young man. He's a 4.0 grade point average student right there from Southern Lab here in Baton Rouge, a team leader for us. You're going to see him have a tremendous year. The guy that we really, you know, Jabril Cox, we knew he was a good football player, but he's even better than we thought he was. He can run. He's tall. He's 6'3", 230, so we got some tall, lean linebackers that can run. And Michael Baskerville is having an excellent camp under Bo Pelini. So those three guys are showing out. And then a young man named Josh White, a freshman out of Houston, Texas. You're going to see him play strong, fast, and physical.
All right, let's move to the undisputed DBU. At safety, you've got a senior leader in Jacoby Stevens. You've got the return of Todd Harris off of injury. Maurice Hampton Jr., Cam Lewis there. Of course, Derek Stingley Jr., Cordell Flott, other raw talent like Jay Ward, Dwight McLaughlin, and even a freshman like Eli Ricks mm-hmm. at cornerback. When you look at the talent and the job that we all know Coach Corey Raymond does year in and year out, I mean, how good could this defensive backfield be along with Coach Bill Bush?
Be excellent. I mean, it's one of the best defensive backfields that we've had, and they're saying a lot. It starts with Derek Stingley. The guy's phenomenal. Him and Jamar Chase, when Jamar was practicing, they were going to each other every day, like looking at two NFL All-Pro players going out there. Derek is a tremendous, tremendous competitor. But the guy I'm really excited about is Cordell Flott. Man, he's come in and had a tremendous camp. He's tall, long, and lean. We can play him at nickel. We can play him at corner. And also Elias Ricks. Elias is 6'3". Then we got Darren Evans, a veteran from Nickel State. We are loaded at that position. And then Dwight McLaughlin is about 6'2", 6'3", a tall corner, is very good as a freshman. So Corey's done a tremendous job with that group. And you look at the safeties, the guy that I'm excited about is Mo Hampton. You know, Mo came as a football player, a baseball player. Now he's lost weight. He's got in shape. Along with Jacoby Stevens and Todd Harris, I think we have an excellent group right now.
Real quickly, before we move away from DBU, let's go back to the fan questions. This one presented by Bud Light. John from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, Coach, wants to know, conceptually, Aranda ran a lot of single high bump and run man coverage. Mm-hmm. He also generated a lot of pressure using stunts and twists. Can we expect anything similar from our new defensive coordinator, Bo Pelini?
Everything's different. It's just going to be a different look. It's all from a 4-3, from a 2-shell, not a 1-shell. But you're going to see more blitzing than you did in the past. In the past, we played base defense. We played one or two coverages. Bo's going to mix his coverages. He's going to stunt a lot more. It's just a completely different defense.
Coach, before we go to break, the Tigers known over the last couple of years for a lot of nickel package. Yeah. Can we expect to see that trend? And are you close and comfortable with kind of the rotation of guys who would fill that nickel back spot?
No question. Like Cordell Flott could be our starting nickel. Jay Ward could be our starting nickel right away. Hey, even Jabril Cox is 6'3", 225. He could go out and play nickel. He's so athletic. So we feel good about that. Again, all the spread offenses, you're going to be a nickel most of the time.
All right, fans, this season want to tune in once again on the show. We'll feature the Defensive Player of the Week brought to you by Cox, official communication provider of LSU Athletics. Got questions to get to via Twitter, questions to get to via LSU mobile app. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, the Tiger offense. It's your chance to talk with Coach O, so you can dial us up or tweet us live coming up right here on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, live from TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
When it comes to the flu, prevention is the best medicine. That's why it's so important to get a flu shot. The CDC recommends that people from 6 months old and above get the vaccine to stay healthy. Most health plans and Medicare cover the flu vaccine at $0 or at a low cost, so take your best shot against the flu. Call your provider and get your vaccine today. Brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
You gotta take your best shot against the flu.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, Sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more, because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you. Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a tailgate to go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right, win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text touchdown to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of LSU Athletics.
Handoff, Emery cuts to his right, inside the five, spins his way into the end zone, touchdown, Tigers!
Welcome back. The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tigers are just over a week away from starting the 2020 season and defending their national championship. It all starts a week from this Saturday. LSU will host Mississippi State. 2:30 kickoff, televised on CBS, and of course right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network. And don't forget, with the all-new LSU Sports mobile app, it's easy to sync your game by watching on TV and listening to the action from the radio broadcast on your smart speaker. So download the LSU Sports mobile app, presented by BASF. Today, Coach, we're going to talk about offense coming up in just a moment, but going back out to the LSU Radio fan questions, once again presented by Bud Light. Casey from Youngsville wants to know, Coach, Shea Dixon recently posted a lineup of all the LSU players in the NFL on offense and defense starting slots, which, of course, doesn't include backups and practice squad and the rest. Can you touch on how this helps you with recruiting and affects the program with retention of draft-eligible players?
We talk about it all the time. You know, on Tuesday, we have NFL Day. We show our players who did well. Our guys get excited. It motivates them. It motivates our football team. And everybody that we talk, we have a power hour. We talked to 80 recruits in the last two nights, and all they talk about is the LSU players and the NFL. And we talk about development. We talk about how those guys started, what they got better at, and that our coaching staff can help them get to the NFL. So definitely it helps.
Let's go out to Mike, who writes, Coach, he's 3 hours north of Baton Rouge, but don't worry. They're still going to open up the tailgate trailer, set up the tents, grill, jambalaya pot, gumbo, et cetera. And if all of us listen real close, he thinks we'll be able to hear him in Death Valley. And wanted to know when did he needed to start applying for championship tickets. That's a fan.
Let's make sure the jambalaya's right, okay? And send me a bowl, will you?
Coach, we talked about defense in the last segment. Let's look at the offensive side of the ball. You come off one of the most successful offensive seasons on record. How do you continue that success knowing that every coach in the country is trying to do what you guys did while also at the same time trying to learn how to stop it? Yeah. How do you keep building on what you do?
Hey, you know, you just got to look at the LSU standard performance. Look what we did well last year, but last year is last year. This is a different team. You know, I told Miles Brennan, I said, Miles, I want you to be the best Miles Brennan that you can be. And there would be no comparisons to last year with Miles Brennan. Now, if he's as good as last year, I think everybody's going to be happy. But you know what? It's just be a different year. It's different players. But you know what? We are talented. I think you're going to see a better run game. I'm excited about our running backs. I'm excited about our young players. I'm excited about our offensive line. And you know what? We're going to run a lot of the same plays, but there's going to be some different schemes. It's just going to be a different flavor this year with a new coach, with a new passing game coordinator. But I think it's going to be very successful.
You know, last year before the season, when we were here at TJ Ribs and we were having this very same show, you said, hey, look, we feel very confident in our skill positions. We're solid across the board. Tiger offense would go as far as the offensive line would allow. And many people felt like that was the only question mark going into 2019. Yeah. Well, they went pretty far, far enough to take home the Joe Moore Award, the best offensive line in the country. And you mentioned to me several times that James Craig was the MVP of the coaching staff in 2019. You lose some key guys. Lloyd Cushenberry, of course, showed out in his debut for the Broncos Monday night. Now you're becoming OLU as well, along with the rest. Damian Lewis, Sadiq Charles, Adrian McGee, a couple of guys moving on. But you got some leaders there that are coming back. You added a few guys like graduate transfer Liam Shanahan, who we expect to see at center. When you look at their work in the preseason now, is it as big a question mark as it was last year?
No. No, it's not. Those guys are one of our strongest shooters in the team. And you know what? I said it again. I think James Craig is one of the best offensive line coaches in all of football. He's a tireless worker. He's a great recruiter. And, you know, we got some great chemistry with them offensive linemen. Liam Shanahan, another graduate transfer, is going to start for us at center for now and has done a phenomenal job. He's very smart. He makes the calls. I think that gives our offensive line confidence when you have a very smart center, just like Lloyd did last year. Austin Deckless has done a tremendous job of leadership. We won a championship with him at right tackle. The guy that you're really going to be impressed with is Darryl Rosenthal. Darryl's about 6'7", 330, from Faraday High School. Played defense, is very athletic. He's mean. He's tough. I think he's a leader on that offensive line. And you got Ed Ingram that's played a lot of snaps for us. He's going to play in the NFL. You got Chason Hines, who is a tremendous right guard. So I think we're going to be very strong in the offensive line.
Coach, I've been asked a lot since the championship in early January. Outside of Joe Burrow, what are the most important pieces to fill in for the offense going into the season? Now, my answer as a layman was simply running back and tight end. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the tight end in just a moment. But in that running back room, you've got a great deal of talent. Chris Curry, Ty Davis Price, John Emery, Trey Bradford, the freshman. Clyde did so much beyond just running the football. And you told us all last year, you guys trusted in Clyde to do all the things that are needed. Running backs coach Kevin Faulk is an A1 competitor. He knows all that that position requires. Are we seeing one guy maybe rise to the top here at this point in preseason camp, or could this truly be a situation where all of them have skills that can help in a particular game or situation?
I think it's a combination of both. If I'm thinking about the scrimmages when you said that, Chris Curry has been phenomenal. Tyron Davis has been phenomenal. John Emery has been a home run hitter. But they're all different. I mean, the two of them are power runners. One of them is a fast runner, get on the edge, can also run inside, catch the ball out of the backfield, run the sweep. So I think you're going to see a combination of all three of them. But I'll tell you this, if one is hot in that game and the other team can't tackle them, we're keeping them in and letting them run.
More on the Tiger offense as we continue in the next segment. But real quickly, going back out to LSU fan questions presented once again by Bud Light. Coach, Pam from Lacombe wanted to know, what did you think of Joe's NFL debut?
Yeah, I thought he played very well. He missed a couple of deep balls, and that was a questionable call at the end. But knowing Joe, he's a competitor. He wants to win. I felt bad that they lost the football game, but you know what? He's going to bounce back.
Got plenty of games and plenty of great moments ahead of him. All right, we'll continue with more, continuing talking about the offense here with Coach O on this Wednesday night. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Right back after this on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Lawrence steps up in the pocket, moves to his left again, going to run. Going to be tripped up. Ball came out!
picked up by LSU at the 40-yard line. Derek Stingley Jr. right on the spot. LSU has possession with 3:53 to go.
Your weekly update on the reigning national champions. This is the Ed Orgeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Continuing to preview the LSU Fighting Tigers as we lead up to the 2020 start. Coming up a week from this Saturday, the Tigers will host Mississippi State, an all-SEC schedule here for this year. It's going to be exciting. Real quickly, I wanted to take a moment as we continue to talk about the offense for LSU to send out congratulations to Austin St. Mary from Iowa, Louisiana, because Austin signed up for the LSU Sports mobile app and registered, got his fan account, staying in touch with the Tigers. And for doing so, he has won a national championship ring for LSU in 2019.
How about that?
And I understand his neck of the woods certainly still reeling from the hurricane, and hopefully this will make things a little brighter for he and his family. So congratulations to Austin. You are the winner of the national championship ring, which that's pretty cool, Coach.
Way to go, Austin. Wear it with pride.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So we wanted to check in with him tonight, but obviously he had bigger priorities, and we certainly understand. But congratulations on the win. Coach, last year the Tigers set multiple passing and receiving records for LSU, for the SEC, for the college football playoff. Joe Burrow, as we've said thousands of times, won the Heisman. Ja'Marr Chase was the Biletnikoff winner. And this year at receiver, a stable of talent in that room. Everybody knows that. Terrace Marshall Jr., Racy McMath, Jeray Jenkins, Jontre Kirkland, Trey Palmer, two outstanding freshmen, Kayshon Boutte and Coy Moore. I may be leaving out people, but how dangerous can that group be again in 2020?
Very good group. I mean, those guys have had an excellent camp led by Terrace Marshall. I think he's going to have a breakout year for us, outstanding receiver. We got two great young receivers in Kayshon Boutte and Coy Moore. You guys are going to see them. And then, again, we got Eric Gilbert, a tight end. I know we haven't talked about the tight end yet, but I consider him a receiver. He's 6'5", 250, and we can play him at X. We can play him at S. He's been phenomenal at camp. Racy McMath has worked his tail off. Jontre Kirkland has worked his tail off. We think that we are really, really good, but you're going to see six, seven receivers rotating in and out. We have 200 balls between Justin Jefferson and the guys that have left, so we got 200 balls to catch. So those guys are excited about catching a lot of balls.
You know, you mentioned Eric Gilbert, and I was going to talk about the tight end position, but you're right. I mean, because of his skill set, his size, and his speed, he can play in a number of positions. And, you know, we've heard so much about him showing up and showing out. And you guys have talked about how he has really, really stood out so far in preseason camp. And people ask me all the time, can a true freshman, no matter the hype coming in, can he really do what they say he can do? And I just say, well, look at Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah.
Yes, it's possible.
Yeah.
But he's got to be a matchup nightmare.
Yeah, no question. And that's what Steve's going to use him. That's why we play him at tight end. But you're going to see him all over the place. He's wearing number two. He's a tremendous young man from Marietta, Georgia. Think about this. He was the National Gatorade Player of the Year, the only tight end to ever win it. They say he's the best tight end to come out of high school in the last 15 years. I'm excited to see him play for the Tigers.
Everybody is ready to see he along with the rest of that receiving core. Well, I guess, Coach, that brings us to, I almost forgot, the quarterback.
Yep.
Which you mentioned a few moments earlier. And as I said, you've said it nonstop, and you said it a few moments ago. You just got to be the best Miles Brennan. When you've watched Miles during preseason, what stands out to you when it comes to his progression as a guy who can lead this team to victory week in and week out?
Yeah, first of all, you know, Miles has been the second guy for several years now, and he's done a good job. He's kept his mouth shut. You know, it was Joe's team last year. But as soon as Joe's left, Miles became the leader. He's vocal. And he weighs 218 pounds right now. He's studied his tail off. Everything's all football, just like Joe was. The guy is taking command of the offense. He's making better decisions. He's extending plays with his feet. And I think the guy's going to be a great quarterback for us.
Yeah, you know, talked to Miles a couple of weeks ago, Coach, and I asked him, I said, you know, what are the things that you personally wanted to get better at? And what you just said, he said, I wanted to be able to read defenses better pre-snap, post-snap, team leadership, film study and preparation. And I know, you know, listening to you and listening to Coach E, I mean, that's what he's done.
And he's done it, and he's getting pushed. Max Johnson and T.J. Finley are two outstanding young quarterbacks. And Miles is our starting quarterback. They have not beat him out, but I tell you what, he couldn't afford to have a bad camp, and those guys were right on his tail. The competition makes us all better. But I'm really excited about our quarterback group. I'm excited about our quarterback recruiting. I feel that Max Johnson is a championship quarterback. You know, his dad, Brad Johnson, a championship quarterback. T.J. Finley has had an excellent camp, throws a great ball right there from Ponchatoula. Those guys are competing. And I'm very excited about all three quarterbacks.
Let's go back out to the phone lines real quick. Jeremy has been waiting patiently. Jeremy, it's now your time to talk to Coach O.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Coach. How y'all doing?
Great.
Doing great, Jeremy.
Coach, I've been a fan since Kevin Faulk was on the field. And it's unfortunate, but this season I decided to roll over my tickets and not be in the stands. I just want you and the players and the staff, I want y'all all to know that I'm going to be screaming at the TV and listening to Chris Blair, of course. And I give y'all all my support, whether it be on the field or off the field, Coach. Keep up the good work, and thank you for the championship. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Jeremy. That means a lot, man. That was heartfelt. Fans like you and all our fans, that's what makes LSU special.
Absolutely, Jeremy. Thank you for the call and the sentiments. Let's go back to the LSU radio or LSU Sports mobile app. Question presented by Bud Light. We got Brennan writing in from Leesville, Coach. Do you wish you could have more fans this year, or are you just excited to have fans at all this year?
I wish the Tiger Stadium was full. I like Tiger Stadium full. But, hey, that's not my choice. It's out of my control. But you ask me what I wish, no question. We're going to take 25,000 at 25% is great. We'll take it. But I told the players, man, we're going to have to create our own energy. You know, I don't know. I don't know how loud it's going to be. It may be loud, it may not, but we cannot count on that. It's the same for both teams. We're going to be in there. We're going to focus to win the game.
All right, we got much more to come. We got our final segment with the coach here on the season premiere of the show. What about special teams, you may be asking? Well, don't worry. We're going to cover that when we come back in the final segment tonight on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, live from TJ Ribs. Don't go anywhere. Back in a flash on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, it's first down and tailgate to go at Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Get wings, jambalaya, and all the football food you love to eat from Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Test your Tiger's knowledge by saying LSU Trivia into your Contour voice remote to enhance your game day experience. Watch together, play together, win together, even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer.
When it comes to the flu, prevention is the best medicine. That's why it's so important to get a flu shot. The CDC recommends that people from 6 months old and above get the vaccine to stay healthy. Most health plans and Medicare cover the flu vaccine at $0 or at a low cost, so take your best shot against the flu. Call your provider and get your vaccine today. Brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
You gotta take your best shot against the flu.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Okay, pump is going. I should go in and get some lotto tickets.
I'm
I'm taking care of that. I'm filling out our numbers for Lotto right now from my phone.
Yeah, right.
I thought you were Mr. Technology. I have the lottery's new mobile app.
Wait, the lottery has a mobile app?
Yeah, you can create and save your own digital playslips, as many as you like. Then just scan the phone at the register and out comes your tickets.
Oh, man.
You can also check your tickets to see if you're a winner.
Nice.
Get the new Louisiana Lottery mobile app. Simply download the app wherever you see the QR code. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Tiger fans, it's first down and tailgate to go at Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Get wings, jambalaya, and all the football food you love to eat from Rouse's Markets, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
LSU will snap it one more time. 32 seconds. Joe Burrow, again, the snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome, capturing the national title.
Welcome back. The Ed Orgeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
I got to tell you, it's been fun tonight. Thanks for all of you coming out here to TJ Ribs. Thanks to everybody to listening. Football is back, and we're ready to go a week from this Saturday, LSU and Mississippi State. Coach, real quickly, in our final moments tonight, the most important part, I didn't want to leave them out, special teams. They were big last year, kickoffs, punting, and even scoring. You were overall very solid, of course. You return all of the specialists. So where did you challenge Zach Von Rosenberg, Cade York, and Avery Atkins to move the needle for special forces?
Yeah, you know, we need to score more points. We need to be more creative. We need to block kicks, return punts, kickoff returns. We just need to make more great decisions with our returners, give them some room, and score some points. And a guy we didn't talk about is Torrey Carter. Tight end, physical, tough, a great LSU Tigers that has a great career here. He's had a great camp. We're going to play him at tight end. He's going to play on all special teams. He's kind of like the heartbeat of our football team. He's got physicality in his DNA. I'm so excited about Torrey Carter, the year he's going to have.
Yeah, you know, Coach, I was going to ask you about him because I forgot to mention it when we moved into Eric Gilbert. But Torrey's a guy who I know his dad. His dad was a legend at Georgia Southern who played fullback and linebacker for the Eagles. But he gives you a little mix up there. He can change gears when he comes in because he's a battering ram.
Yeah, he gives you the physicality that you need and the leadership, and he does that on special team too. Torrey comes to work every day. We love him, and he catches the ball out of the backfield. Outstanding athlete. I think he's going to be an NFL player.
All right, that gets me out of trouble with Wildman Carter. He won't be emailing me tonight. From the return side on special teams, obviously they got several candidates at your disposal there. Have you kind of solidified who's going to be in those positions yet?
Yeah, you know, at kickoff return, we're looking at John Emery, Trey Palmer, and Keshawn Butte. I mean, those three guys are home run hitters, very fast. Punt returners, Derek Stanley and Trey Palmer. So we have a lot of guys that have been practicing, but I think those are the top five right there. They're excellent players.
Let's go real quickly. We got a little time here out to at LSU Radio, tweeting a question in. Coach, this is Matt who says, I know we're talking about this year, but he would like to know, what was your single favorite moment from last year?
Yeah, it's hard to say a single favorite moment. I just enjoyed this team every day. I enjoyed walking in the stadium knowing we're going to win every game. We felt that. We had that attitude about ourselves. Going to the Superdome and seeing all our fans and, you know, being from Louisiana, coming home and they're off the side of the streets cheering for us. Just a lot of great moments. But, you know, you got to give the credit to our football team. 14 guys getting drafted, going into the NFL. After the draft day of that Monday, those 14 families signed for over $126 million. I was so happy for those families. I'm so happy for the success of our young men.
Coach, I was going to tell you, we haven't seen each other or haven't talked together since that championship night, but I had to leave after the game to catch basketball in College Station. I left our team hotel at like 1:30 in the morning, and it looked like Mardi Gras. It took us almost 2 hours to get out of downtown New Orleans. That's what LSU did and the fans did. And I got to tell you, I didn't complain. I loved every second of it. We close tonight. I know you're already prepping for Mississippi State coming up a week from Saturday. What does the schedule look like the rest of the week for the team? And take us through the plan for next week.
Yeah, tomorrow's no repeat Thursday. Then Friday we're going into the stadium. We have a mock game. We'll go over every situation we can. Substitutions. There's going to be helmets only. It's going to be a light day. A coach is going to be in the box. We're going to make it the call. We'll make it just like a game. Make sure we got everything set. And then next week, we'll go through a normal week of preparation. We're ready to play Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tiger Stadium. We're going to be there, baby.
All right. Everybody's ready for it, Coach. I want to thank you for all you've done for LSU. LSU Athletics, the alumni and fans, great to see you tonight. We'll be watching this Sunday night on 60 Minutes, by the way, and looking forward to having you back here next week for the season opener.
Thank you, guys. Go Tigers.
All right, fans, that's our show. Thanks to Coach for his time. Everyone here at TJ Ribs for an incredible job getting everything set to allow us to do this show. Thanks to Joe Jackson, Stan Catron, and we thank you. Good night.
This has been the Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of Outfront Sports. The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSUSB and Outfront Sports.